Last week's evacuation of residents after the discovery of cracks in an apartment block in Sydney's south has raised serious questions about state building regulations, and not just in New South Wales. A new report confirms the problems are national. It found some apartment buildings examined along Australia's east coast are plagued with multiple building defects. The researchers from Deakin and Griffith Universities examined more than 200 building reports and found cladding, fire protection and waterproofing were among the most common faults. It also highlights problems with the private certification system. Connie Aegis reports.
Andy White owns an apartment in Brunswick, just north of Melbourne CBD. A section of the beige and grey building is burned out from a fire that quickly spread because of flammable cladding.
A fire broke out on the apartment below, and because we're covered in flammable cladding, it jumped up to the next apartment. We were chasing for many, many defects before the cladding became the issue, which included leaky roof, which we have fixed at our own cost.
Dr Nicole Johnston from Deakin University says he's not alone. She's examined more than 200 building order reports from Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria for her latest research on defects. 85% of them revealed multiple problems.
We identified 3,200 individual building defects. When we categorised those particular defects, we found that quite a large proportion could be categorised under the construction system of building fabric and cladding. The second most prevalent defects were in relation to fire safety. Then we also found some real concerns in relation to roof and rainwater and waterproofing.
The issue of building defects made the news when cracks appeared in Sydney's Opal Tower. And only last weekend, another apartment block in Mascot was evacuated. Dr Johnston says it's normal for buildings to have defects, but the extent of the issue in Australia is unacceptable.
It tells us that there are multiple problems and there's interrelated causes and issues here. There may be issues in relation to human error here when people are constructing these. There's issues in relation to the qualification and the education of some trades.
Dr Johnston also spoke to lawyers, owners' corporations, fire engineers and insurance companies for the research to identify other problems.
One of the big things was concerns around the private certification system, and so many people told us that it is a flawed system, and it's flawed because the expectations aren't aligned. There is an expectation that there is some sort of independent oversight so that we have someone coming on to make sure that these buildings are being built to best practice standard to ensure that these sorts of defects aren't occurring, but that's simply not the role of a private certifier.
Another issue is the ability of strata managers to handle defects.
Sometimes there's some real problems with inexperienced managers dealing with complex defected buildings, and so certainly needs to be more education in the strata sector.
She says the people left dealing with the building defects are the owners.
Sometimes they have no one to go after, so if the developer and the builder have gone, if there's a Phoenix company involved, they have obligations to do something in relation to their building. The psychological impact on these people is quite enormous.
The research is published today.
Connie Aegis reporting there.